Today is Jewish and a proud day. There was a massive march in New York City yesterday. That's following the terrible rise of anti-Semitism in that city, a city of, I believe, around about 1.5 million Jews. Joining us on the line this morning, Global Communications Director at the AJC Global, Avi Meyer. Avi, a very, very good morning. And strangely enough, you're not talking to us from New York or Israel. You're talking to us from Cape Town.
I am indeed. Good. Welcome from welcome to the audience from here in Cape Town. I have to say that I just came back from a sunrise hike up Lion's Head, where I took my own Jewish and Proud photo, and I hope others are encouraged to do the same.
All right, so tell us about this. Tell us about this initiative.
So, as you correctly noted, there have been a string of anti-Semitic incidents in New York City over the past few weeks and months. This has caused a great deal of anxiety amongst the New York Jewish community, and it seems to be part of a broader trend of an increase in anti-Semitic incidents across the United States. The AJC, American Jewish Committee, which is the organization of which I'm a part, conducted the first ever survey of American Jews on the subject of anti-Semitism, and we released the findings just a couple of months ago, and it found some very disturbing results. 84% of American Jews regard anti-Semitism as a serious problem today. And the majority have said that they believe the anti-Semitism in America has actually gotten worse over the past 5 years. Now, the initiative that you mentioned earlier and that we're noting today, Jewish and Proud Day, is specifically related to one very troubling finding from the survey, which found that 3 out of every 10 American Jews have said that they've concealed their Jewishness in public in some way. So that means that they have avoided either wearing kippot or Jewish stars or perhaps an item of clothing with Hebrew writing on it. And that number, most, I think, perhaps disturbingly, increases to 4 out of 10 young people. So 4 out of 10 young Jewish people between the ages of 18 and 29 said that they've taken steps to conceal their Jewishness in public. So we at AJC have taken the initiative to declare today Jewish and Proud Day, where Jews around the world will wear exactly those items that identify them as Jewish, whether they are a Jewish head covering of some kind, a Jewish necklace, a t-shirt with Hebrew writing or that indicates something Jewish. They will indicate that they have stood up for themselves, that they are proud to be Jewish. They will photograph themselves and upload those photographs with the hashtag Jewish and Proud. And we, of course, will be featuring those photographs throughout the day, and we've already seen them coming in from all over the world, and it's truly very heartening to see that.
What do you think is the, I mean, and I know it's obviously a very, very complex answer, but, and of course we've discussed anti-Semitism for hundreds and thousands of years. We are all one way or another products and offspring of survivors. But what is unique about what's happening in New York particularly that you would think is causing this? That New York is probably one of the last places on earth that I would have thought something like this would have happened. Whether you're Jewish or not, New York feels like a Jewish city. It's got a Jewish energy. It's the Jewish whether it's cuisine, food or Yiddish and dialogue language is built into the culture of New York. And here's a city that seems to be turning against the very fabric of its own environment.
Well, you're very much correct in saying that New York is a Jewish city. I am a product of New York. I was born in the city. I'm there once or twice every month. I feel deeply comfortable there. As a Jew, I walk around openly with my kippah. But it is undeniable that the incidents of anti-Semitism have been on the rise. We had a string of such incidents over the course of Hanukkah alone. It was just, I think, the second to last night of Hanukkah in which a man burst into a Hasidic rabbi's home and injured 5 people before fleeing with a machete. And that was just last in a series of incidents that have caused a great deal of fear and anxiety on the part of many New York Jews. It's hard to say exactly what is motivating these incidents, but what I can say is that it sort of gets to a bit of a blind spot when many people think of anti-Semitism. I think many American Jews and others are used to seeing anti-Semitism come from the far right, so neo-Nazis or white supremacists, those who harbor deeply anti-Semitic views that are baked into their worldviews, but they, in fact, are not the perpetrators of the majority of these crimes. What we see happening in New York is that the crimes are, for the most part, actually coming from the African-American community, which is quite vexing, I think, to many American Jews who take deep pride in their close ties with the black community, which date back to the days of Martin Luther King and Rabbi Abraham Joshua Heschel, who marched together for civil rights in America. And so I think that this really reinforces the need to strengthen those ties in a variety of different ways. I know that our organization, AJC, has been at the forefront of those efforts. We helped bring about the establishment of a Black Jewish Caucus in the U.S. Congress just a few months ago. We are at the forefront of strengthening Black Jewish ties across America and really around the world. And this, of course, is something that we will look to redouble as we seek to get to the very root of this very vexing problem in New York and elsewhere in the United States.
One of the dangers is, of course, that if you can't name it, you can't tame it. And with the highly politicized and fragmented environment that the U.S. finds itself, well, everywhere in the world actually finds itself in the same position, but somehow it is very, very apparent, and everything being drawn along political party lines in the U.S., the reaction to anything is defined by whether you're a Democrat or a Republican. Does this, how does your organization try and bridge this gap to make this not seen as a political or a party-related issue, but rather a human issue?
I think the worst possible thing that could happen in the war against anti-Semitism is that this issue become politicized. Mm-hmm. This is not an issue of the right or the left. There are problems with anti-Semitism, I would say, on both sides of the political map. We see this, first of all, in the incidents that we have identified on the part of members of Congress and other prominent figures who have engaged in rhetoric that is identified as anti-Semitic. But quite simply, if you ask American Jews where they see anti-Semitism, they say that they see it as happening on both the right and the left. They see that there's a problem in the extreme of the Democratic Party and the extreme of the Republican Party. And so I think that that speaks to the importance of combating anti-Semitism wherever it might be found, including where it might be least convenient. You know, there are, I think, legitimate considerations on the part of political actors who say that, the other side has an anti-Semitism problem and we must combat that. But it is equally important to combat the anti-Semitism from within. And I think one of the things that we found most striking about the results of our anti-Semitism survey was that while American Jews were more likely to see anti-Semitism on the other side of the political map, meaning American Jews who identified as Democrats said that the Republican Party had more anti-Semitism, and the American Jews who identified as Republicans said it was more prevalent amongst the Democratic Party. But both respondents from both sides of the political map did say that their own political parties were at least partially responsible for the uptick in anti-Semitism. And so I think we look to our national leaders to look within and combat the anti-Semitism within their own political camps before they start pointing fingers and engaging in political infighting around this very charged issue.
Yeah, and in fact, we saw that yesterday, didn't we, with AOC attending the march. Some people, people being very uncomfortable about it. It's a very difficult situation to be in, because you want the support of members of Congress, but at the same time, you certainly don't want people scoring political points.
Absolutely. I mean, we are very heartened to see that there is a broad bipartisan consensus in the United States Congress against anti-Semitism. We have very strong allies on both sides of the aisle. Democrats and Republicans alike have banded together against anti-Semitism. We were at the forefront of creating a bipartisan task force on anti-Semitism in both the United States House of Representatives and the United States Senate. And we see that large numbers of elected officials are joining both. But I agree with you entirely. I think that the fear is that this will become politicized, that it will be become a political cudgel or tool to be used in attacks against political opponents, and that, of course, would be the worst possible thing. We need to ensure that this is something that is combated on a bipartisan basis by members of both parties, and in fact that this is something that brings people together in fighting against anti-Semitism and all forms of bigotry rather than driving us apart.
Absolutely. Before I let you go, how do we participate? We take a photo of ourselves, let's say displaying something that we're proud of from a Jewish perspective. What do we do following that?
So you can go to ajc.org/Jewish and Proud, spell out the entire phrase, Jewish and Proud, and you can find a sign that you can print off very easily. You can photograph yourself either holding the sign or, as you noted earlier, wearing something Jewish or holding something Jewish. Upload that to either Twitter or Instagram or Facebook using the hashtag Jewish and Proud. And that will automatically enter you into this worldwide movement of Jewish pride. And again, we will be highlighting as many of those instances as we can throughout the day. This is truly a moment we feel in which we can potentially turn the tide and ensure that we're not only combating anti-Semitism as a form of hatred, but reasserting our own pride in our Jewishness, which ultimately we feel will be one of the most important ways of ensuring that Jews are able to live openly and proudly wherever they might be, and certainly free of any form of hatred or discrimination.
Absolutely fantastic. Avi Meir, thank you. And keep up the amazing, amazing work. You've been an advocate for the Jewish community globally, for Israel, and you do a remarkable, remarkable job. Avi is the Global Communications Director at the AJC Global, talking to us from Cape Town, having already, Zanati, he's hiked up Lion's Head and down again, all before 9 o'clock in the morning.
Really?
Yeah, you see, you weren't listening to the first part of what he said.
That is impressive.
Yeah, but isn't it cloudy there? Did you have decent visibility up the mountain, Avi?
It's actually quite gorgeous. I was concerned that it would be overcast, but it is a beautiful, beautiful day. I'm actually looking out at the Sea Point Promenade right now. People are running along it. I invite you to all come down and join me.
It is absolutely, well, you certainly might bump into the president of South Africa, Cyril Ramaphosa. He generally likes to walk along that beachfront in the mornings as well. Not that I got to see him when I was down there, but maybe he was trying to keep the lights on. It is 8:48. Avi Meir, thank you. As always, have a fantastic break, and I do appreciate you taking a break from the break to speak to us. Time is 8:49.